Hi, this is James Malinchak, featured on ABC's hit TV show, Secret Millionaire. And I am so excited to be here with my special guest, Steve Kamen. Steve is a nationally recognized financial educator, author, speaker, and retirement strategist. Hey, Steve, welcome, my friend.
Thank you, James.
So glad to have you. Let's dive right into it. Who do you love helping?
I love to help people that are getting towards retirement. They feel that they know there's more that has to be done, but they're not sure what it is. So it could be business owners, professionals, basically anybody that's worried about, could I make it to the end?
Yeah, that's something I think about. You know, working with all these folks, I'm sure you find some things they all want, you know, like peace of mind, et cetera. Could you speak to that for a minute?
Sure. In my book, I outlined 12 obstacles. A few of them could be, you know, I only have $200,000, I only have $2 million, I only have $200 million.
Right.
Could I afford to retire? Right. I mean, everybody's worried about that. It doesn't make a difference how much money they have.
That.
And it's amazing how many people say to me, do we really have to leave money to the IRS? The tax system really is terrible. How are we getting around it?
Right.
And last, and it's really unfortunate, is healthcare in this country. Mm. It's just going through the roof. It exponentially goes up every year. Mm. People are worried about could they afford the healthcare? And long-term care. What happens if I go into a nursing home? Mm. Everything I worked for my whole life is going to go down the drain, and next thing you know, I'm on Medicaid. Mm. So those are really some of the major obstacles.
Yeah, you know, you don't really think about it unless you talk to somebody like yourself, but the possibility of outliving your money, right? Which, I don't care how much you have or you don't have, but, you know, we're living longer today, right? People live 20 years longer than we thought or our parents have. So outliving your money is a big challenge.
It's a very big challenge.
And then you're in retirement and you don't think about, wow, I actually could have higher healthcare costs in retirement because I have no income coming in now, right?
It's true.
And I could have a challenge. And so therefore, wow, you actually aren't sometimes enjoying your retirement like you could be.
That's true. And not only that, but people don't realize the way you take money out could extend the amount of money you have by 7 years.
Mm.
So there's actually a correct order in how do you take the money.
Mm.
So that's another whole area that people don't even think about.
Like baking a cake, there's a sequence, there's a correct order. You know, I could tell your passion for wanting to help folks. So how did this get started for you? What's your story?
Well, actually, my journey goes back to the early 1900s.
Well, and you look great for...
I look really good.
Well,
my wife keeps me well-preserved. So what happened was my grandparents came from Eastern Europe to the United States and settled in New York. My grandfather started a demolition company with a friend. They tore down buildings in New York. They grew to be one of the largest demolition companies in the tri-state area. My father came in when my grandfather passed away. Mm. And then in 71, I joined the firm. Things were great. I was happy. Third generation. Everything's going well. But my father's partner, my grandfather's original partner, passed away in 74. And if you know anything about the 70s, we had runaway inflation, unbelievable interest rates, tax rates that were huge, and the estate tax laws, well, the exemption was really small. Mm. So they had to pay the estate tax. And the only way they could pay the estate tax was they had to liquidate the company.
No,
and here I am, third
jobs.
Generation, hundreds of people lost their job. I thought I was going to be doing this the rest of my life, and hopefully even my sons, if I had, would be coming into the business. And instead, I was out on the streets looking for a job. Hmm. I was talking to a friend of mine who said, I have a cousin who does something about helping people with businesses. He didn't know what it was, so I went to talk to him. And I realized then, my father had a lot of accountants and attorneys because they worked in different states, but nobody talked about succession planning. Nobody talked about estate planning, how to preserve the business.
Right.
And so, therefore, nobody did, and we lost it all.
Hmm.
And that's how I wound up in this business. And it's over 40 years now I've been doing this.
So you're almost like a protector, looking out for folks, trying to, you know, give them the right path so they don't go through some of those bumps that they don't even see coming.
That's true. Because a lot of us don't even know what we don't know.
Oh, yeah. And it's the things you don't know and the bumps you don't see that get you and trip
That's
you
true.
Up.
That is very true.
You know, one of the bumps, if you will, that a lot of people don't see, and I was this person, is what's called the knowledge blind spot. You know, I'm really good, Steve, over here building my business. So I can figure this planning stuff out because I'm knowledgeable here. Right. So people think like because they're good here that they can do this on their own.
Correct.
And what do you say to someone that says, hey, Steve, I'm good. I've been really successful over here, so I'm not sure if I need a strategist.
Well, I usually tell them, go read my book. I outline 12 obstacles in the book that most people fall or fear. Things such as running out of money. 2, how do I really put it all together? Who do I have to help me put it all together? Mm. Who do I listen to? Who do I not listen to? Mm. Those are really the beginning of anything.
You know, what I love that you do is you're an educator, right? And I never took a course in high school or college on any of this. You know, my dad was a steel worker, my mom a lunch mother in the school, and they didn't know any of this kind of stuff.
It should be mandatory. In high school and in college, at least basics. I mean, and today they learn even less because they're cutting more and more of the extra courses out.
Right. You know, one of the things now I think that is also a blind spot and an obstacle for folks is they think, well, I can just go on the internet and do a search and I can get all this stuff for free. I don't need to go to someone. So what do you say to someone who says, oh, yeah, I was reading something on a blog somewhere last week and I can do this?
Usually I say, did you ask your neighbor if they wrote it?
Ask your neighbor? Yeah, because it could have been their neighbor.
I mean, I'm convinced if we had the internet in World War II, we probably would have lost the war also. So, you know. You get what you pay for.
Well, you know, I tell people this all the time. I said, look, if you get, God forbid, ill, are you going to go onto the internet and try and figure out what's wrong with you? And then even worse, write a prescription for yourself? No, you're going to go to a specialist, right? And that's really what's important when it comes to retirement strategy is you got to go to a specialist. You can't just go try to figure this out, or it could really harm you down the line.
It can. And the choices are this. It's either you go to somebody that helps you, or you don't do anything at all, in which case you have the government plan. Mm. And nobody really wants the government plan.
Yeah, right. So what I love that you do is you actually give people control.
It's true.
Rather than having the government plan, having control over what happens with your money.
Most people want one of two things. They want to be able to pass money on to the family.
Sure.
They want peace of mind. And also, if there's anything left over, make a mark in the world, leave something to charity.
Yeah.
As opposed to just not knowing what happened. Hopefully, there'll be something someplace for somebody.
Right. You know, in talking yesterday, what I love also that you do is you don't give everybody just a blanket and everybody uses the same blanket plan. Because everybody, you recognize everyone's individual. Like, my situation is different than yours. Yours is different from this person. And so talk about how you really try to help every person with their own individual plan rather than, hey, here's one size fits all.
Right. We have our own unique process that we set up. And depending upon age or what they're doing or their situation, we take them through different steps. Because, again, it's not one fits all.
Right.
And it really is much more helpful for everybody that way. And it makes it much more enjoyable.
Yeah, so you find out where folks are and what their hopes, their dreams, their visions, their passions are, where they want to be. And then you construct that bridge, and it could be a short bridge for one person. It could be a long bridge for someone else.
That's true.
And what also I'm getting, because I can sense your heart, is you always lead with the napkin draped over the forearm. I always say, I've said this for 20 years in talks, that when we're born, we get a bib placed under our chin, right? And people are giving to us, and we kind of go through life believing that people should be giving to us, which means we take from people. But I always say, if you really want to make an impact, you take that bib from around your chin, you drape it over your forearm, and you approach people, how can I serve you? And that's really what you do for all of your clients.
It is, because I remember what happened to my family, and I really don't want it happening to somebody else's family if we could really alleviate the pain.
So I have a little special question for you. Do you kind of see your family in all the families you help? And you kind of feel like you're doing a little, you know, I got to protect my family even though it's their family?
I do. And I've seen the outcome over 40 years. So I've seen this from start to finish.
Right.
So, and I've seen how it's helped kids go to college that otherwise couldn't. Families that have money now that wouldn't have had money, or people that have the availability to have funds if they go into a nursing home that otherwise wouldn't. So it's a really fulfilling career. I'm really enjoying it, and that's why I stay in it.
One of my favorite lines is, you ever want to feel good about yourself, go help somebody else.
It's true.
And that's what you're doing. I can sense that.
My whole office is very unique in that way. They all believe in the same thing, help everybody first.
See, this isn't a job for you or a career. This is a mission, isn't it?
It is.
So someone's watching. And they're wondering, well, what I love what Steve's saying, but what's my next step? What would you tell them to do next?
Well, first step is to actually
Take a step.
So many people want to do it, but they don't. They just pick up the phone, call, contact somebody. If it's not us, somebody. Right. You have to take the first step. For those that are ready to take the first step, if they want, we have a number of complimentary resources that are available. They just have to look at the bottom of the screen, and we'll make them available to them at their request.
Steve, my friend.
Thank you,
James. You are a true server, and you're making a difference. Don't stop.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
So what are you waiting for? Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Go down below. He's got some free complimentary resources for you. Better yet, give him a call, talk to him, talk to his team, and meet with Steve, and let him help you have peace of mind. You'll be so grateful you did. I'm James Malinjack. Thanks so much for watching.